This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1340. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 19th, holiday listening tips, Latin American mysteries and their solutions, new frequencies to or from Sahara, Sudan, Israel, Tibet, Indonesia, certain shortwave receivers discontinued, and the propagation outlook. First, a special note for World of Radio listeners on WSUI. This is the penultimate broadcast to be heard on 910. We've been on the air for many years, but starting in 2007, World of Radio no longer fits into the new Iowa Public Radio program schedule. Our gratitude to Dennis Reese at WSUI for keeping World of Radio on the air for these many years. You may continue to hear World of Radio, of course, on shortwave, numerous webcasts from other radio stations, and on demand. All the details about this are at our website, worldofradio.org. For example, the first broadcast each week is on WBCQ 7415, Wednesday evenings at 5 Central Time. And there's a repeat on the same frequency a bit later on Sunday nights at 11:15. This time we have a number of follow-ups to items in World of Radio 1339, such as this, about Radio Canada International's drastic changes. Here's a brief explanation from RCI's Audience Relations Department. Shortwave frequencies for the Americas were changed to cover our intended targets, and the retransmission of CBC and Radio Canada programming was moved from shortwave to our website, as our domestic services are widely distributed by other means in North America, including Sirius satellite radio. Ricky Leong in Calgary says if you read between the lines of the message and look at the frequencies in use, cities in the Quebec City to Windsor corridor have become part of the intended targets, and the Northeast U.S. is now simply a spillover zone. That is referring to frequencies in the daylight hours, including 9610. In DX Listening Digest 6181, some advice from Sheldon Harvey in Montreal, who used to be a regular guest on RCI. Things are certainly strange there. I doubt you will get any concrete comments about what's going on from the troops, even from those who have been outspoken in the past. Something is different this time. I suggest inquiries about what is happening should be directed at three people: Sylvain Lafrance, CBC's Executive Vice President of French Services, RCI's Executive Director Jean Larin, and Audrey Schelling, Project Manager of RCI Radio Communications. He also gives a list of cabinet ministers to whom the opinions should be copied. And Sheldon says what RCI management is doing with programming, services, and target areas is a change to the mandate. This seems to contravene the current mandate of the service. Larry Will points out there is a special program called Fessenden's Follies, airing on a number of Canadian and a few U.S. radio stations. It's about the historic radio broadcast on Christmas Eve many years ago, 100 years ago, although it now seems that it was a repeat of something he did a few weeks earlier. It's a radio theater program, and you can find some of the stations and times that will be heard at www.fessenden.ca. Most of these are on December 23rd or 24th. In the Ontario DX Association, Fred Waterer says on Christmas Eve and perhaps Christmas Day, I like to listen to CHML 900 in Hamilton, Ontario. On Christmas Eve and other times through the holidays, you can hear a Paul Reed Christmas, Theater of the Mind, for 2 hours, taking us on a journey to Christmas past, evoking memories, sounds, and even smells of the Christmas of his youth. CHML streams at www.900chml.com. KAIJ in Dallas has a new website. Not too much there, but there is a live streaming link, pictures of the transmitter antenna, and the names of some of the people on the staff, familiar names I recognize that used to work at WWCR. Jeff White updates us on when we may hear his program Viva Miami on WRMI. It's not on every week, but it substitutes for a couple of other programs which are not always available with a new program every week. Sundays at 23:30 and UT Mondays at 0500 on 9955. On December 24th and 25th, he plans to be airing Christmas in the Cayman Islands, where he recently visited. Mark Schiefelbein tells the NASPA Journal that he received a sunset QSL sheet and form letter and schedule from KJES, and they explain why they use the call and answer format. They say, "We have found this technique has worked well when we take the gospel to a Mexican jail and mental hospital that we visit every week. But I wonder if there are really inmates listening to their shortwave broadcast." Following up on the mystery tone tests we covered last time on 1610 and 1020 kilohertz, I then heard from the person listed in the FCC application at BAE Systems. However, that had expired over a year ago. He said he was not aware of the recent tests, which might have been undertaken by some other party on behalf of the U.S. military or the military itself. The call sign on record for his company was WB4XAE, which he says he would have been sure to run on the hour if he were doing it. However, that is not the call sign that would have applied to the actual tests we were hearing. He says BAE Systems has no license or approval for testing now. We went to great lengths and expense to ensure the legality of any testing. If someone else decides to fire up with their own agenda, that's their business. There are numerous agencies and contractors in the Washington area anxious to meet deadlines and be paid accordingly. Sort of like running a red light. Maybe you'll get caught, maybe you won't. Once again this year, I've researched a few special pages from public radio stations about their holiday programming, stations which webcast, that is. Not as many as previous years, however, although you can also look at last year's long list of special pages, some of which are, again, in effect. You can reach this at worldofradio.com/calendar.html and then click on Advance Info Links. Among the perennial programs which appear, we especially recommend the Paul Winter Consort Solstice Concert and Christmas Revels. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, has found a couple of nearby Christmas light shows with associated very low-power FM transmitters, so you can listen to the music on your car radio as you watch the lights flash on and off. The ones he has found are Kempton Farms Christmas Radio in Largo, Florida, on 88.3, and also Swan Lane in Safety Harbor on 89.5. I gather these things are proliferating all over the country, and there might be one near you. KVNS 1700 in Brownsville, Texas, is an X-band station which really gets out. They changed format abruptly in the middle of the night on December 18th, and it was picked up immediately in Troon, Scotland, by Paul Crankshaw. At first, it was not clear what this new Spanish station was, but it was subsequently identified as KVNS. They were News Talk in English, and now they are regional Mexican music. I also heard them giving a non-ID as La Grande. Last time we mentioned the test broadcast from XEYU in Mexico City, just below 9600 kHz. As planned, the test lasted through December 7th only and have not been heard since. Every so often, there is a report of Radio Tapachula in Chiapas on 6120 because it is on the list, but it has apparently not returned to the air yet. Don't confuse it with Radio Rebelde in Cuba, which is using that same frequency, says Ron Howard in California, between 04 and 05 UT only. Last time I mentioned that Radio Marti shows up on unlisted frequencies, 11750 being one. They haven't returned since that I've heard, although certain days the Cuban jammer is on there anyway, just in case. Also, Marti is scheduled on 5980 starting at 07 UT, but I note some nights they're on 5890 instead. causing the Cubans to have to jam both frequencies, splitting their resources. There's been some press about Radio Martí you might want to look up. On December 14th, the Chicago Tribune had a lengthy story. Are U.S. broadcast efforts in Cuba worth the cost? Radio and TV Martí receive major taxpayer support, but have a shrinking audience. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that on. And then in the Miami Herald, December 18th, TV and Radio Martí face another audit. The first story says, we taxpayers have spent more than $530 megadollars on this for 20 years, and in the past 10 years, the other story says, $250 megadollars have been spent. By far the largest expenditure per listener or viewer among U.S. government-financed broadcasts, especially considering that TV Martí gets most of the money and has hardly any viewers. Another Miami Herald story via Media Network says that due to some loophole, Radio Martí is able to put some of its programs on a local station in Miami, Wacky WAQI 710. On December 5th, Yimber Gaviria in Colombia reported to PlayDX hearing Radio Republica on a new frequency at 03 to 04 UT 6100. But when we tuned it in the next night, we heard something entirely different. Not in Spanish, certainly not Radio Republica, something playing pop music, and the audio was very distorted. This was monitored, among others, for DX Listening Digest by Alex Vranis in West Virginia and Jason Gardner in Mississippi. Finally, it was identified by Stephen Howey in England as Planet Rock, which is a UK national digital radio station, which broadcasts on DAB, satellite, and cable. However, what was heard on 6100 during that hour was not parallel to what was actually being broadcast. Seems it was another mix-up at Master Control in London by VT Communications. And a few nights later, Radio Republica did resume. This caught our attention in the first place because the Cuban jamming continued even while it was Planet Rock. Radio Republica refuses to publish an accurate schedule for its own broadcasts, but it appears that these relays via Rampisham UK, always subject to change without notice, are 22 to midnight UT on 6135, midnight to 03 on 6185, and 03 to 04 on 6100. Alex Vranis was also hearing an unidentified Latin station on 5010 between 1140 and 1210 UT, December 12th. Then on December 15th, it came on the air abruptly at 1101 UT, but hard to get any ID. There would seem to be two possibilities, neither station active most of the time, Honduras and Dominican Republic. David Gorin in New York reports to Hardcore DX he assumes it's Radio Cristal Internacional in Santo Domingo, which he measured on 5009.71. But in the Nashville flash sheet, Jerry Berg says the ID he heard was Radio Pueblo, which is actually the same transmitter in the DR. On December 17th at midnight 12 UT, Rudolfi Grimm in Brazil on a de-expedition was hearing something NID in Spanish on 5125. Perhaps it's related to this item from Alex Vranis in West Virginia, a distorted blob heard December 19th around 5118.6, but he could not zero beat it at 1030 UT, mentioning Bolivar and Bolivariana and Amazonas, so it might well be Radio Amazonas in Venezuela, which periodically comes on the air and drifts all over the 60-meter band. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden heard a station in an Indian language with a sermon on 4785.05, December 8th at 2320. Could be Radio Federación Shuar in Ecuador reactivated, or it could be a Brazilian. Another log by Bjorn Fransson in Sweden was December 8th at 2210 on 4695.1. He heard an ID as Radio San Miguel. Could it be the Bolivian, which has previously been on a very different frequency, 4930 variable? The answer is yes. Henry Clements listened to his recording and got a definite ID as Radio San Miguel from the Apostolic Vicariate of Pando, meaning Bolivia. You're listening to World of Radio number 1340. Our address, WORADIO@yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for solstitial financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, Enid, Oklahoma, 73702 USA. Standard disclaimer. The Polisario station for Western Sahara suddenly changed frequency, first reported December 9th at 2200, on 6215 by Stig Hartvig Nielsen and Bjarke Vestesen, added the expedition in Denmark via shortwave bulletin, and since heard by many others until sign-off at midnight UT, the final hour in Spanish. This replaces 7425, where it had been for a few weeks, but at least in North America, it's no improvement in reception. Dave Kenny says he hears it starting at 1700 UT, and 6215 is also on the air in the morning, reported around 0800 by Luca Bottofiora in Italy. In the SW Programs group, Scott Walker in Pennsylvania says he enjoys listening to an hour on Africa Number 1, Gabon, weekdays at 17 UT, called Kilimanjaro. They play Afro-Caribbean music, and the frequency at that hour would be 15475. We're still waiting for Mugabe's answer to the clandestines to go on the air, a new shortwave 24/7 station from Zimbabwe. Via media network, The Herald reported on December 13th, there's no operational budget for Zimbabwe's new external service. Only capital costs have been allocated. This makes it very difficult to operationalize the new project, whose main elements are already in place. From Swedish listeners and shortwave bulletins, some excellent loggings of low-power stations in the Congo DR. Radio Condip is most likely the station heard on 5066.336, December 7th at 1610 until closed down at 1623 with weak modulation in French, says Stig Adolfsson. And on 6209.652, he heard Radio Kahuzi, December 6th at 1600. He says they always have English at this time on Fridays. It's always weak. It closed down at 1609. However, back on November 27th, Le Frère Hel heard it until 1835. That was a Monday. Reminder that Radio Rwanda can be heard when other stations are not using 6055 currently. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reported it from 2036 until 2053 UT in French and vernacular with phone-ins and IDs. Sudan Radio Service has not yet updated its schedule on its website. It's totally useless and misleading at www.sudanradio.org. Fortunately, Alan Pennington and Edwin Southwell in England report to BDXC UK Communication that the announced schedule is as follows. Monday through Friday at 03 to 05 UT on 7280 and 05 to 06 on 9525. On Fridays only, there's another half hour at 06 on 15215. That one confirmed by Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium. Then on Wednesdays only at 14 to 15 on 9565. Daily at 15 to 16, Monday through Friday at 16 to 17, and maybe until 18 on 9840, although it's not clear if that final hour is on 9565. Wolfgang Büschel says 9840 at least is transmitted from Moscow. Programs are in English, Easy Arabic, and vernaculars. It's funded by USAID with an address in Nairobi, Kenya. Jose Bueno in Spain noticed on a certain BBC World Service website that a morning broadcast in Spanish has reappeared on shortwave. They had cut back to only 1 hour in the evenings, and it's aimed at the Caribbean. I wonder why. Perhaps in anticipation of some crisis in the Caribbean? Schedule even mentions transmitter sites from 10 to 11, 9790 from French Guiana, 10 to 11, 7315 via WHRI, 11 to 1230, 13760 French Guiana, and from 10 to 1230, 6140 via Greenville. Here's another show about Fessenden, king of the radio waves. It's on BBC World Service Discovery program the week of December 20th, pointed out by Mike Barraclough of the World DX Club. Here are a few of the many airtimes on the European stream, which is also webcast. UT Thursday at midnight 32, Saturday at 10:32, and Sunday at 03:32. Among the times for the Queen's Xmas message, Monday 15:05 UT on BBC World Service European stream. We may not have noticed, but Media Network has an interesting item from AFP saying that through the years, the Queen's accent has changed. It is no longer as posh as it originally was. Her accent sounds slightly less aristocratic than it did 50 years ago. Very subtle and slow changes. In the ODXA, Fred Waterer recommends listening to BBC Radio 2 online Christmas Day for a show with a twist, Mark Lamar's Christmas Business. It's at 1600 to 1830 UT. Via Steve Witt in the Medium Wave Circle, there will be a Christmas Eve transmission from the Alex Anderson alternator, SAQ Grimeton Radio in Sweden on very low frequency, 17.2 kHz. Only one transmission at 0800 UT, December 24th. Next week we'll have more on New Year's Eve monitoring, but Joe Hanlon points this out. The very final shortwave broadcast of YLE Radio Finland, because of its timing, could well be the transmission to South America at 22 to 2230 UT, December 31st, on 5970. The Ulbroka Latvia transmitter is reactivating on 9290. Tony Curry tells us that Radio 6 International from Scotland will be appearing on the 100 kilowatt unit Christmas Day between 06 and 1000 UT. That's with special live programming celebrating Christmas morning, and also the day before on 9310 from IRRS, presumably a Bulgarian transmitter, Sunday the 24th from 12 to 13 UT. From Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener via Wolfgang Büschel, Hamburg local radio in Germany will be on the air via Jülich 6045 at 10 to 11 UT the following dates, December 24th, 25th, 26th, 30th and 31st, January 1st, and then every Sunday from January 8th. Tom Taylor of EMR, European Music Radio, says they'll be broadcasting Christmas Eve at 19:30 to 20 UT on two different frequencies with two different programs, 5775, that's presumably Bulgaria, and 5965. Israel Radio has made some frequency changes for December 15th through February 28th, these concerning English. 6280 replaces 9345 for the broadcasts at 0430 and at 2000 UT. In Spain, Jose Miguel Romero says 6280 has a strong signal, but it's undermodulated. While in Michigan, Steve Lair says much better reception still on parallel 7545. Two clandestines for Iran on nearby frequencies are coming from the same transmitter site and produce some mixing products. Yari Savolainen in Finland says 6225 Radio International and 6245 Radio Samane produce strong mixing products on 6205 and 6265. Wolfgang Büschel says the time when both are on the air, 1730 to 1830 UT. And the site is Mykolaiv, Ukraine. All India Radio in Guwahati is supposed to be on 4940, but upon occasion they're on a different frequency, 4900. Mike Barraclough in the UK heard them there on December 13th at midnight 5. And T.R. Rajesh in India reports them December 18th at midnight 42, as well as several earlier dates. Via Media Network, BBC Monitoring observes that according to Radio Nepal's website, they have started webcasting on the Internet as of December 19th. Only news and several programs are available for download, but all programs are now streamed live. It's www.radionepal.org. And this does include some programs in English, including news. In New Zealand DX Times, several listeners report hearing the English broadcast, Holy Tibet, best frequency 4905, around 1645 UT. I think it starts at 1630. Reported by Cliff Couch, Brian Clark, and David Norrie. Wolfgang Büschel notes that the clandestine voice of Tibet has changed frequency via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, around 1350 to 1520 UT. It had been using frequencies in the 7483 to 7498 range, but he's been hearing it on 7543 or 7548, moving around to avoid jamming. Thanks to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, we have advance info about special scheduling from Radio Japan for their year-end party December 31st. It's all in Japanese, but it's fun to listen to. I think these involve additional frequencies and sites. There may be others in their regular schedule. Starting at 10:30 UT until 14:30 via Bonaire on 17565. At 13 to 17:30 Sackville on 17860. A bunch of frequencies between 14:30 and 1700. 6175 and 9750 Skelton, 9805 Sri Lanka, 15355 Gabon. And the Ascension Relay starts at 14:30 on 21630. Sackville, 11705, extends until 1730. Also from Yamata, 1700 to 1930 on 9835. Radio Republik Indonesia in Nabire has reactivated two shortwave frequencies. First reported by S. Kiyota of NDXC in Japan, December 9th at 0900 on 6125.3. They were on the air from 0815 until sign-off at 1400. The sign-on varies as late as 0815. Also in the mornings at 2030 to 2300 approximately. And in between, the new reactivated frequency is 7290 between 0700 and 0815. Thanks to A. Ishida, S. Aoki, and S. Hasegawa for that news. Steve Lehrer in Michigan was able to hear 6125.3 until closing at 1400. He says it's certainly more than 500 watts now. Martin Groot in Netherlands also heard 6125.31 another day, December 15th, until it went off at 1356. We regret to hear from Ron Killick that the New Zealand DX Radio Association is closing down December 31st. Not to be confused with the other DX organization in New Zealand, the League, which continues. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo tells us that Japan Radio Company will end production of the NRD 545 receiver in January, sales to be discontinued after the stock runs out. Mike Barraclough forwards a posting from the AVS forum from someone at Sanjian that they will not release any new shortwave radios except for the DRM-40. We're just pulling out of 2 weeks of very disturbed propagation thanks to a major solar flare. However, Dave Vitek in South Australia was able to hear several broadcast harmonics from Asia on the 23 megahertz band, December 10th to 12th. The outlook from Boulder, December 19th, active to minor storms, December 20th to 23rd, January 2nd to 4th. ANK indices peaking at 30 and 6, December 21st, 25 and 5, January 2nd and 3rd. Solar flux rising from 80, December 22nd to 90, January 1st. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1340.